East Cache and West Cache, and Medicine Creek, and what the devil was the canal? Squaw Creek, Hell Creek. That's the only ones I can think of around here.
What do these flow into?
They all flow into Red River.
What flows into that?
Where these creeks originate?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them originate up here in the Wichita Mountains.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Brook.
Brook, is that common around here?
Most of I never heard of anything except a creek.
Is there such a thing as a branch around here?
Yeah, I've heard the expression branch, but I don't know.
Branch and creek.
Branch and creek. The difference between a branch and a creek.
I found out one of the differences in eastern Oklahoma. I talked to a man there. I told the county agent there what I wanted. Told him I wanted a man who talk pretty much like everybody else, but I prefer one without too much schooling. I change my requirements as I go here and there, and he sent me out to see this man, gave me instructions. He said, well, you go down to the end of a lane and you come to a house then, and then you go down another lane, you go across a couple of branches, and you go up the hill and there's his house. I got across the branches all right, we talked, and he said I could come back the next night. But the next day it rained, and I couldn't get my car across those branches, and I couldn't wade those branches. The water was knee-high, flowing rather swiftly. So then I knew what they meant by a branch there. Oh, it was going.
Well, I guess around here what they call a branch, we always call a gully wash. Very small and very little running water, only when it rained.
I talked to a man up in, I think it was in Cherokee, who said he was talking about branches. I think he mentioned a run. Now this would be pretty far west for the term to come.
So I've never heard the expression run applied to a creek.
Well, of course, Bull Run was one of these things, but I haven't heard it either. I'm going to have to check the tape again. Well, when I edit the tape, well, I'll check it then, but I'm going to watch that pretty closely. Of course, he'd been in a number of places. He was on the board of several large organizations. He kept his bag packed all the time, one suitcase ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I met him in the bank. I went to see the banker and I told him what I wanted. He said, well, now there's a man that could talk to you. And he thought he was just joking with me. And I explained to the man what I was doing. And he said, it sounds interesting. Call me at 1:00. And just like that, I called him at 1:00, and at 1:30 we were talking. But he'd been home, he'd been 5 days in Stillwater before that. And on Monday, he had to be in Kansas City. He said, this was Friday, I think. He said he'd like to get his hair cut Saturday before we talked again. He should mow his yard. Oh, a crazy man. He had a good time with him. I have a good time with the people I talk to. You know how I choose them, of course. I don't just go up and say, will you talk to me? I find out something about them.